Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2039, recorded on Thursday the 6th of December 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Bridget Cook, and I am joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Bridget. We'd like to welcome new listener Violet Lambert. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with this week's news, we have two features, one on the challenges of growing Christmas trees and the other on Keith Skipper's ideas on improving the festive season. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. Before we start, we must share with you some exciting news for Chatterbox. At a glittering evening at the halls in Norwich, the EDP Norfolk and Waveney Awards were presented as a thank you to those who work for their communities. Chatterbox was winner of the Team of the Year Award, which is a wonderful recognition of all the efforts of our volunteers. There is a lovely photograph in the paper of all the winners with David Potten, Francis Pierce and Mike and Trish Blythe looking jubilant and happy at our achievement. Now, to our first batch of news stories, which include a woman left trapped in her car after being hit by a drink driver, and a wolf dog who ate 220 pounds. But first, an appeal for help from the SOS bus.
Over the last 15 years, the SOS bus, which is based at the bottom of Prince of Wales Road, has helped more than 11,500 people. With the Christmas season fast approaching, the bus needs to raise cash to keep its vehicles on the road so it can continue to help people who find themselves at risk while out in the city on Friday and Saturday nights. Jenny Smith, SOS bus coordinator, said, "Without the SOS bus, we wouldn't be able to provide such a vital resource to the bustling nightlife in Norwich city centre. We need to raise at least £6,000 to pay for essential maintenance of the vehicles, so any donation that people can make, no matter how large or small, will be very gratefully received. The SOS bus is the first point of contact for those whose well-being is threatened by an inability to get home, illness or injury, emotional distress or other vulnerability. The bus and medical unit have saved more than 1,500 A&E admissions since 2008 and a cost saving of over £250,000 per year in ambulance visits to A&E.
A man found guilty with a haul of loaded guns, bullets and cannabis plants told police he was custodian of the weapon and did not know they were loaded, a court heard. Police found the firearms and the drugs when they joined RSPCA officers who were investigating reports of an animal in distress, Norwich Crown Court was told. Leo Price, 25, of Brooks Green, Mangrain Lane, Keswick, admitted possessing a .22 calibre revolver, a bolt-action shotgun and 58 rounds of .22 calibre ammunition cartridges at his home address. Price was remanded on bail with the condition that he must live and sleep at his home address and obey a curfew between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. He will be sentenced on January the 11th next year.
Campaigners protesting about inaction over climate change staged a sit-in protest at the Forum, disrupting consultation over the missing link of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road. Following in the footsteps of the climate extinction protests in London, campaigners took what they described as non-violent direct action at a Norfolk County Council consultation event over the Western Link. The Forum is private property and campaigners said they were prepared to be arrested, although no arrests were made.
Rachel Hawley, 49, was travelling from her home near Norwich to Southwold on the A1095 when she was struck by Alexander Aitchison's BMW. Ipswich Crown Court heard how Aitchison, who has a previous drink driving conviction, was travelling on the wrong side of the road at the time. Mrs. Hawley screamed and heard a bang before blacking out and coming round to find herself trapped in her car in a field. It took the fire service 2 hours to cut her free, during which she was in severe pain and drifted in and out of consciousness. Shortly before the crash, Aitchison was seen to overtake a line of 6 cars. When the 33-year-old was breathalysed, he was found to have 104 milligrams of alcohol in 106 millilitres of blood. The legal limit is 80 milligrams. After the crash, he was heard to say, "I shouldn't be driving," and alcohol was smelled on his breath. He was jailed for 12 months after pleading guilty to dangerous driving and drink driving.
A stark warning has been issued by bosses at Norwich City Council that it is almost inevitable the authority will have to consider significant service cuts after 2021. City Hall officers warn they could have to move towards only providing services it has to by law, and people in Norwich are likely to face a 2.99% increase in the share of council tax, which goes to the City Council in each of the next 5 years. The Labour-run Council's Cabinet will discuss the budget for next year, along with the medium-term financial strategy for the 5 years leading to 2023-24 at a meeting. With government grants coming to an end, the Council is ready to dig into its reserves over 5 years to help balance the budget, but is facing having to make £10.6 million of savings over the next 4 years, which works out at some £2.6 million each year from 2021 to 2023-24. A report which will come before councillors states the council has a number of initiatives under its Fit for the Future programme to make savings and efficiencies, but they warn: at this point in time, and given the preliminary estimates of the savings and income benefits, this is anticipated to meet only 30% of the required savings needing to be made by 2023-24. City Hall has been working on its Norwich 2040 City Vision, outlining how it will work with other organisations to plan for Norwich's future.
Two prison officers who defused an attack at a Norfolk jail when a prisoner attempted to behead another inmate have been presented with bravery honours at an awards ceremony in London. One of the officers, Derek Walker, was presented by City of London Police Commissioner Ian Dyson with the Royal Humane Society's Bronze Medal, one of its highest honours. The other officer, Ross Sanford, received a testimonial on vellum. Both awards were personally approved by the Society's president, Princess Alexandra. At the ceremony, both officers were praised for their action by the Royal Humane Society Secretary, Andrew Chapman, who said they had shown enormous bravery in standing up to the knife man in the way they did. The attack was one of 235 such violent incidents at Her Majesty's prison, Wayland, last year.
A dog owner whose pet found national fame after eating £220 of charity cash has spoken of the eureka moment when he spotted some of the money reappearing. Tia, an 11-year-old Saluce wolf dog, and owner Neil Featherby from Felthorpe found themselves unwitting celebrities after the dog swallowed a stack of cash due to be donated to Halswood Animal Sanctuary. The alarmed pet owner spent the next week with a keen eye on Tia's movements, hoping the special diet suggested by a veterinarian friend would serve its purpose. Finally, Mr. Featherby said the first note made an appearance. He said, "The first couple of poos, there was nothing. I was in the garden with my hens and noticed she was struggling with one, so I ran out. And it was a real eureka moment. I could see the purple of the Queen's head." Mr. Featherby spent the following days with his hands in soapy water, piecing together scraps of semi-digested notes. According to the Bank of England, if more than half a damaged banknote is intact, it can be reimbursed. And Mr. Featherby said he was in the process of disinfecting the cash, ready to be exchanged.